Welcome to Parsha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Smiles, and today we'll be learning Parshas Kedoshim. Parsha Kedoshim is a very famous Parsha. It begins with the Hakel, with joining the entire Jewish people together to be told the mitzvos in this week's Parsha. And as Rashi points out, Mipnei Sherov Gufei Torah Tluyim Ba, the fundamentals of Torah are found here. Indeed, we find a hint to all the Aseres HaDibros in this Parsha. The Parsha begins with a lot of different mitzvos. It begins with the mitzvah of Kedusha, being sanctified to the Ribono Shel Olam, having reverence for one's parents, keeping Shabbos, all again a reflection of the Aseres HaDibros. Then it goes through different mitzvos. Samplings are leaving a corner of one's field for the poor to be able to take them, not to steal, not to swear falsely, not to oppress a worker, not to curse the deaf, which we understand, or to place a stumbling block in front of the blind, which we understand to be not only physically, but allegorically as well. Don't give a person bad advice. And a person has to be able to judge people, but tzedek tishpor amitecha, judge people for the benefit of the doubt. Lo telech rechil ba'amecha, not to be someone who speaks negatively about others, a tattletaler. Lo tisnat echicha bilvavecha, not to hate somebody, but rather hocheach tochiach et amitecha, give somebody rebuke. Lo tikom v'litchitor b'nei amecha, one should not take revenge. And v'haftarecha kamocha ni Hashem, love your fellow as yourself. Moving away from the ben adam l'chaveiro, we then move into the laws concerning shatnez. We also learn about the idea of planting trees and how the first 3 years, it's orla, you're not allowed to use them. The fourth year, they're kodesh hilulim l'Hashem, and the fifth year, you're actually allowed to benefit from them. Right afterwards, we have the mitzvah of lo takifu pat rashachem, not to cut off the corners of one's the hair on one's head. Indeed, the Minhag Yisrael, which is found specifically among Chassidim, and Minhag Eretz Yisrael, is the idea of a chalaka, not cutting a child's hair for the first 3 years. And it's really based on this idea, ki adam eitz hasadeh, a man is compared to the tree of the field. The first 3 years, it is untouchable. And the fourth year, it is kodesh hilulim. It is holy to Hashem, and the way we sanctify this child is we give him a haircut, leaving the peyos, leaving those corners of the hair untouched, and that gives them the tzura, the form of a Jewish child. The Parsha then speaks about the reverence for the Mikdash, for Beis Knesset, to stand in front of the elderly people, and then it speaks about having fair weights. Parakuf then deals with not being able to bring a child to the molech, the whole Avodah Zarah ceremony, and Parsha Kedoshim ends with, again, like in Achrimos, the Arayos, who you're not allowed to marry, what are forbidden relationships. I'd like to focus probably on the most famous of all the psukim in the Parsha, V'haftarecha kamocha ani Hashem. On the most basic level, this mitzvah, v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, it's a mitzvah of loving one's fellow like oneself. It's about being able to give to another person, not to live an egotistical life, but by loving another, one is, ipso facto, giving to another. The Maharal points out the whole world is built on giving and taking. As the moon reflects the sun and the stars are reflected also by the moon's light. We have this in the entire relationship in creation, where you have the earth that benefits from the rain, from the sky, the different ecosystems of how the plants are feed the animals. And this is the way the Ribono Shel Olam wanted the world to be created. Even Kedusha itself is gifted from above. It's all about a give and take relationship. And we know that a person who has a simcha, has a joyous occasion, they can't share it by themselves. you have good news, you immediately want to share it with others. What's happened to all of your friends and neighbors? This is the idea of living in a world of give and take, giving in a world where we can give to others and we can have others around us who are able to receive from us. Indeed, Tehillim tells us, "V'amarti olam chesed yibaneh." The whole world is based on the aspect of chesed, the aspect of giving. Rav Volba Zatzal in Alei Shur teaches us two very fundamental aspects when it's referring to giving. The first is the yesod in giving is asher yechsar lo. You give a person that which they are missing. And there are no norms. For every person, what they are missing is unique for that person. Chazal tells us that for some, it might be a servant to run in front of him. For another, it may be a car. And we say, well, a car is a luxury. Well, not for that person. This is something that they need. Asher yechsar lo, what a person needs is not always something physical. Sometimes it's advice. Sometimes it's a shoulder to cry on. Asher yechsar lo, we have to be able to really hone in and look not what we would be missing in such a situation, but rather what is this person missing, and to be able then to fill their lack. That's the idea of chesed. The second nekuda that Rav Volba speaks about and really develops in his chelik aleph is the idea of haras panim, that when you give to another person, it's not just sufficient to give, but one has to give with literally a shining face. And Rav Volba knows that this is the yesod of the relationships between people. He says every child is longing and yearning for the parent to smile at them, and every parent is yearning and longing for the child, for that relationship from the child itself. The child wants this from the parent wants this from the child, the Rebbe from the student from the Rebbe, neighbors, to be able to smile at somebody, to be able really to take concern with another person, to really be able to show, I care about you and what you are missing. It is told that Ruchama Shane wrote once that she tried an experiment. When people asked her how she was, she answered bananas. And she wrote that people didn't even respond. They said, that's nice, what else is new? People aren't really listening to and caring about others. It's a formality. Hi, how are you? Asher yechsar lo and haras panim means I stop. I ask a pointed, detailed question. How's your child feeling? How's work going? When I ask that question, I show personal concern. And in that way, asher yechsar lo, I'm able to pick up what the person needs. Oh, your child has kept you up for all of these nights? Wow, you must be really tired. Why don't I take your kids for the afternoon so you can take a nap? The haras panim allows us, the real personal concern allows us to see asher yechsar lo, that which a person is missing, and be able to fill the lack. That's the chesed. That's the give and take which the world is built upon. The obvious question in this pasuk of Ahavta Recha Kamocha is how can you love a person as yourself? It is almost inconceivable that I would love somebody as much as I love myself. And the Ramban famously responds that just as I am concerned for my personal welfare and I would like to have these things done to me, that's how I should view other people. And I should look at the barometer of what I should give to others based on what I would like myself. Rav Shimon Shkup Zatzal offers a little bit of a different insight. He says, just as we feel ourselves that we are a ben yachid, that we realize our own inherent greatness, that we are spiritually great because Hashem created us, that is what you should see in others. V'ahavta l'recha kamocha. As you see greatness in yourself, that is what you should be able to see in other people. And that's why the Sforim bring down, Meirosh Sarim quotes, that the end of the Pasuk is really the focus for our lives on how to achieve Ahavta Recha Kamocha. We have to reframe it. The end of the pasuk says, Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. If our focus is on ourselves, it will be impossible to really love somebody else. But if we have Hashem as our barometer, and we realize that we are created in the image of Hashem, then I'll be able to look at others also and love them, not for who they are, not for their character traits, but love them solely because they are also created in the image of God. And indeed, in life, when my focus is on myself, it will be impossible to love another as myself. When I realize that the world is about all of us collectively serving Hashem, then I have the ability to love the other as myself. As a famous 32nd chapter of the Baal HaTanya points out, that all of our neshamas, all of our souls are really connected. What separates us are our bodies. When I'm able to move past the physical body and focus on the soul, then indeed, I can love others as myself. Our final idea for today is a beautiful idea brought in the Sefer Yedidshe Be'Yedid, quoting Divrei Eish. V'haftarecha kamocha is teaching us a whole different approach. And that is, that which you love about your friend, v'hafta l'reacha, what you see in your friend that you feel is important. You see your friend being one, and this is what you like about your friend, that they're merciful, that they're able to be flexible. Whatever characteristics that you see in your friend that you really like, kamocha, that's what you should implement within yourself. That's what you should want for yourself. Just like you want your friend to be kind and considerate and patient, v'haftarecha, that's what you love about your friend, that's what you would want to find in your friend, then kamocha, implement those very same things within yourself so that you should be able to be that type of person who you want others to be as well. Our challenge, my friends, is to be able to use these relationships that Hashem has created in our lives. That a person is not created alone. We're created in a society because the whole world is predicated on giving and taking. And hence, as we begin today, this parasha said, Bahakel, in a group, men, women, and children, to be able to underscore to us that Torah and mitzvot and interpersonal relationships is all about how we get along with each other.